Share number 26, we're continuing in the Chayvas HaLevavos. Perek Beis, the Chayvas HaLevavos. In Perek Beis of Shar Bitachin enumerated the seven conditions that need to be met in order for one to rely on someone else. And we began the next paragraph last time, when one contemplates and searches, by whom could he find all of these seven conditions, Yisbaru, become clear, Shaloi nimtzei sam klal eitzel b'nei adam. These things cannot be found by a person. Ela nimtzei kulam eitzel abari Yisbarach. They only can be found by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the Chayvas HaLevavos is going to bring proofs from Psukim to each one of the conditions that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has them. The first one, that he's cares and compassionate, Shemiracham al b'riyosov, k'may shakosov, rachum v'chanun Hashem, Hashem is merciful and compassionate, k'may shahashem, omar Hashem l'yoyna hanovi, like Hashem told Yoyna, v'ani loyochus al Ninveh, ho'ir ha'gadoyla, how could I not have rachmanis on the city of Ninveh? The second t'nai, shein hu misaleh meitanu, that he never turns his attention away, he's constantly thinking about us. K'may shakosov, like the pasuk in Tehillim says, that the guardian of Klal Yisrael, the Rabbi Nishalom, doesn't sleep nor slumber. The third and fourth tanoim were that the provider is so strong, can't be stopped, and he knows what's best for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachacham knows what's best for us, which was the fourth, which was the third condition, both of those are proven from the Pasuk in Iyov, Chacham Leva Vamitz Kayach, even if someone is very smart or very strong, Mihikshel Elov, who has started up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayishlam, and has come out victorious. So you see, the Gvura and the Gedula is all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. B'chasavayid, another pasuk in Svanya, Hashem alekayach b'kirbech, gibor Yoshia. The fifth condition was, Shumani geichidi shalodom mitchilas yetzirotzoi umereshis hispatchusoi. He is the one who's been involved in our lives from birth until the present. He has cared for us from the beginning of his creation, from the formation in the mother's womb until now, like the pasuk in Dvarim says, he's your father, he's the one who made you, he gave you a foundation. David HaMelech says that I've relied on you from my mother's womb. Atagoizi, you're the one who took me out from there. And he says in Iyov, just like milk and cheese, it was created, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person. And there's many other examples over there, says the Chayvas HaLevavos. That no one else could either bring good things or any type of damage is not dependent on anyone else, ki miyad habayri yisparach levadai, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'may shenemar, like it says in Eicha, Miza Omar, who is the one who said something, vatehi, and it happened, Hashem leitziva, if Hashem did not command for it to happen. Mipi elyon leisei tzeroiz vatoiv. If Hashem didn't say, mipi elyon, if it didn't come out, mipi elyon, if Hashem didn't decree for it to happen, so leisei tzeroiz vatoiv, they can't happen. Pasuk in Yeshaya is saying that a person is like grass that's drying, and any chesed that he promises someone to do is like grass that there's no way fully to rely on it. It doesn't live around forever. And the same thing is with a person. The only thing that has a tayalis is dvar lekeinu yokum loylam. What Hashem promises, that's going to happen. References us to the eighth parak of Shar Avodas Olekim, which was the Shar before Shar Bitachin, where he seems to have talked about that in length.
And
And the seventh condition was that the provider has to be benevolent and generous, whether the recipient is deserving or not. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nedivus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion and kindness is kalelus kol habruim, all creations in the entire world, k'mo shenemar, tov Hashem lakol v'racham v'akol ma'asov. V'nemar neisen lechem l'chol basar k'ilei lam chastai. V'nemar p'seach esedechem aspil l'chol chai rotzoin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion and kindness is not only for those who are deserving, it's for the entire world. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, I've brought you proofs for all of these seven conditions, but truthfully, logic tells us that we do not need any proofs from Psukim. Logic dictates. Just logic tells us that you could only find these seven traits and these seven conditions by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam v'loy Eitzel Habruim, and you cannot find them by other creations. I only brought these psukim to help you remember the concepts that we talked about. Sometimes through psukim, especially people who are more ragal in psukim, and maybe in his days, the Chayvus HaLevavos, psukim were on the tips of people's tongues. So therefore, it was easier to remember seven psukim than to remember the seven conditions. And therefore, says the Chayvus HaLevavos, that is why I brought these seven psukim, but not that we really need proofs. And when this becomes clear to a person, and when he has a strong recognition of the true chesed of Hashem, he will rely on him. He'll give over himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave all that happens in the hands of Hashem, and chas v'shalom, he won't suspect what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does as being incorrect or being something that's not caring. And he won't complain about things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen to happen to him, because he knows it's for the best. Like David HaMelech said, David HaMelech used the same terminology, uvashem Hashem Ekra. Whether it's Kais Yeshua Zesa, while I'm celebrating a redemption with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I raise my glass in celebration, uvashem Hashem Ekra, or whether it's Tzor V'Yogin Emtsa, I'm finding myself in pain and suffering, uvashem Hashem Ekra, whichever way it is, I am turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because no matter what happens to me, I know that He has the best in my mind. And that is, says the Chayvus HaLevavos, what a person who is a Beteach Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he's supposed to act.